This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, it's time for Good Days Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. The discussion, I suppose maybe we start with Trump and Twitter. He used it a lot. Is he going to stop? Was it helpful? It seems to me it gets in the way of some of the things that he may want to accomplished. There are people who say that his Twitter account is going to be closed after he's inaugurated. Does President Obama have a Twitter account?
Yeah.
Well, what do other major politicians do with Twitter?
President Obama was actually the first politician, presidential politician, candidate to really harness the power of social media and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's absolutely true. Yeah. But the thing you have to understand is that we'll never know all the details, but Donald Trump will not be able to sit down at a computer or pick up a phone for as long as he is president and simply dash off a tweet the way he does now. First of all, he's not going to have a device that's connected.
He talked about this in his 60 Minutes interview, and he said, I probably won't be tweeting as much as I have, and it'll probably change. But he says it's an effective communication tool, and a lot of times if the media says one thing and I don't feel that it's reflective of what I really said, I can use Twitter to put my feelings out to followers.
Is he using Twitter to put the people who are protesting and angrily using his name to single out Hispanics and blacks and that sort of thing, is he using Twitter to tell them to stop doing it?
No, not yet.
He said it point blank on 60 Minutes last night.
Stop it. Yeah.
He said, I'll look at the camera, and he looked straight at the camera, and he said, stop it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's a strong statement. But if Greg, we're talking
about, he basically had no choice. She backed him into a corner. He had no choice.
Why?
She did. Leslie Stahl. I don't think it was really fair in a sense because she backed him into a corner. He would have looked really bad if he didn't say something. She forced him to.
Well, that's a matter of
interpretation. He's the president-elect of the United States. I don't think anybody can force him to do anything.
Not going to be forcing him to do too much of anything, right?
Well, watch the clip. I mean, just it looks.
I understand what you're saying.
He was put on the spot.
Well, there is a need for using social media to correct some of the things that are a part or endemic, if you will, to social media. And I think some of the things that have been going on, some of the usage of Twitter, the horrible, angry, nasty things, that's one of the real drawbacks, Greg, that I see. Some of the comments, as a matter of fact, I was a victim of it last Friday when I said that I thought the Electoral College needed to go away because it doesn't represent the true vote. And I was lambasted and pretty nasty stuff.
There's going to be a lot of arguments on that. And I will tell you, the day after the election, I deleted the Facebook app from my phone. Facebook got so crazy, and it's settling down a little bit now. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, you know what? I don't need this in my face all day long. Mm-hmm. And I deleted the app. Now, I didn't get rid of Facebook. I still have it, and I still check it. It's just not where it's ding, ding, ding in my face all day long.
Yep.
Who can take that? Mm-hmm. I mean, it is.
Well, it's not productive.
The other thing.
It gets everybody wound up for no good reason.
Well, and here's the other thing, and I've been trying to, live by this for a long time. If I wouldn't say it to you in your face, mm-hmm. I certainly won't type it on social media. If you are sitting 2 feet away from me and I'm looking at you eye to eye, I want to be able to say anything I post on social media to your face. And there's a lot of people who just, they feel that freedom, and they don't feel intimidated that they actually have to account for their statements to another person, a human being. It's all virtual, and it's all this little safe place behind my keyboard. And I would challenge anybody, if you can't say something to somebody's face, don't type it.
Well, I mean, that's what everybody would like to have happen, but that's, you know, my entire career on the air has been a social media career. So, I mean, and that's, you know, that's you're never going to change that culture.
Are true to your social media presence is true to who you are, though. You wouldn't say things on social media that you wouldn't say to somebody in their face.
Right. Well, I try to live by that, but sometimes, I mean, there are
That's all I'm asking.
Well, yeah, I try to be conscious of that. Not everyone does.
There's another side to this, too, which makes what you're saying really smart, and that is, if you're saying things that you wouldn't say to somebody's face, those can come back and haunt you at later times in another ways as well.
Jobs.
Like when you go to apply for a job or to rent an apartment or do any kind of thing where someone's going to Google your name and maybe just scroll through your Facebook feed, for instance, or even search for inflammatory terms, and there you are, and I'm a landlord or I'm a boss, and I'm thinking, I don't want that hothead living in my house.
I can bring up one specific instance where somebody applied for a job. I looked at their social, I just searched them, just Googled them, and their Facebook feed comes up, and depending on what you allow the whole world to see instead of just friends, I can see your social media posts, and especially on Twitter. And you go through those, and I looked at this person, and I said, you know what? I don't want that guy working for me.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Yeah. There you go. All right, so there's our overview quickly of Twitter. We'll see what unfolds in the next month or two or year or two under the circumstances. It can be an effective tool, but it can also be a very damaging tool. I think that's really
just some kind and
of
be nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why not?
Be kind. Be kind. Yeah. That's all it really comes down to. Just be kind. Yeah.
13 past the hour. This is Tech Talk time.
Chemical resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, click safety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation varies.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so.
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples, make more happen. almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
All right, 16 past the hour, the Good Day Tech Talk Hour with Victoria and Rich and Greg. Greg Stebbin is from Men's Health Magazine. I'm looking at some stuff. You can tell when my voice gets distracted like that, that I'm trying to absorb something as I'm talking. That's not always an easy thing to do. And what I'm having a hard time absorbing is that Christmas is only 6.5 weeks away.
Only?
It's just Thanksgiving is a week from Thursday, for God's sakes.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that snuck up on me.
We're halfway through the month of November.
We've been distracted.
Yes, yeah. We have been distracted.
I can't believe, this is not a tech point, but I can't believe how many people have Christmas trees up already. All over on social media over the weekend, I don't know if this is an L.A. thing, and I think, Greg, are you in L.A. right now?
No,
or
I'm in
your
North
East
Carolina.
Coast. It's so bizarre. I mean, there are so many celebrities and so many people I follow on social media who already have the tree up, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet.
We're riding through our house, through our neighborhood the other day, and my daughter's like, look, Daddy, they got their Christmas lights up already. I'm like, great, let's go get the BB gun and shoot them out. It's Thanksgiving.
That's a very kind response.
You know what? Thanksgiving.
Could you tweet that, Mr. Kindness?
Here's the thing. You diminish the joy of the holiday by making it go on for 3 months before, you know, you keep you put your lights up at Halloween and then you keep them up until Valentine's Day, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh God, Christmas, please give me a break.
Do you think social media drives this in the sense that people want to be first to post a picture on Facebook?
Yes.
Do you?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I was just reading last week that the number of people who wanted to go in and get the I voted stickers, that became such a social media phenomenon. They did studies on it that showed the more people who posted with selfies with an I voted sticker, and I was one of them as well, that it makes other people want to go and vote so they get the sticker and they can do the same selfie. So it's
true. Mean, that is the point of the sticker. So
yes, it is.
But posting anything first, people, there's a race for that always.
I would say that marketing, commercial marketing, is the reason we have such an elongated holiday season now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you look at, the way that stores stock their shelves, January 2nd, they will be putting spring wear up on shelves.
Yeah.
And so now to get things on the shelves in time for Christmas, it starts the week before Halloween, if not October 1st. And I don't know how back in the day we were able to stock the shelves as a season appeared, and why now we have to be 3 to 4
because
months.
Everybody's got the next dollar.
Because data shows that it will sell. It's not driven by ability. It's driven by data that proves that it's effective in marketing.
So it's just like the news then. We create the situation. The news wouldn't be the way the news is if we didn't watch it. And they wouldn't stock the shelves 6 months early with bikinis if we didn't buy them.
That's absolutely right.
Yep.
We have a lot to say about this with our dollars and our eyeballs and other things. That's absolutely true. You know, we live in a data, this is a tech story, we live in a data-driven world. They test things on the shelf, online, in advertising, and they do what works, and when something works, called A-B testing, when it works, they push the envelope a little further and see if that makes it work even better. If it does, they'll stock the shelves even earlier, and if it doesn't work, they won't. But
hence
it is all based on data and fact.
Hence the 4 o'clock in the afternoon Egg McMuffin.
There you go. All right, if you're thinking about getting a new phone for yourself or somebody in your family, Greg Stebbin has some good news for you as we continue on Tech Talk Time. It's 21 past the hour.
there is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Good day's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Greg Stebbin, who is the editor on Men's Health Magazine of their technology updates every... Men's Health comes out once a month, right?
We're a monthly magazine, 10 times a year.
There you go.
And okay. Online, of course, at menshealth.com.
Menshealth.com. Thank you. Menshealth.com. If you're thinking about getting a new phone, what do people have to keep in mind? If they're getting an Android phone or an iPhone, what is there that people can, what are their bargaining chips, if any, to get these things?
Well, your biggest bargaining biggest bargaining chip is this holiday coming called Christmas. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind that Verizon, AT&T, Sprint and T-Mobile are all battling to get you to switch. To get you to stay or get you to switch. Oh, you like that?
I find it interesting. The same game gets played back and forth. I mean, there are reasons to have Verizon and the iPhone because their service is better. That is, the service you get, well, the availability.
Service depends on where you live. Yeah.
Well, but more Verizon than anybody else.
But is it worth the expense of the Verizon? No, that's why I bailed on Verizon. Well,
is it worth the dealing with those clowns, with those a-holes at Verizon? That's really what you got to decide. That's what I'm deciding right now. I'm sick of dealing with Verizon.
I went to AT&T years ago just because Verizon got so expensive, and I didn't use phone service as much as I just used data. So the phone service wasn't as important to me, and for the $30 or $40 a month difference, I didn't care.
Mm-hmm. I've had AT&T literally since my first cell phone, so I've been very happy with it. But it's interesting that the guy who used to be the pitch man for Verizon, the Can You Hear Me Now guy, he's now Sprint's pitch man, and their whole premise of their whole campaign is pretty much all the services are the same now,
right.
So just go for the best deal. It doesn't matter about service.
And he's kind of right, but... Yeah.
My neck of the woods where the signals are bad. Where I'm going to go speak at a town meeting tomorrow night, which is... I was going to put a cell tower on one of my farms, and I decided not to. The other guy who's got the farm is going to try to put one up. We have such horrible cell service here. If they put up a tower, then you can go to AT&T or the others, because they all go on the same towers. And so,
well, but really, one of the things you want to think about is you want to think about the money. Yep. I think this. I like the Sprint ads in that they say we're 1% less good.
Right.
Are you really willing to pay double for a 1% improvement? But you know what? Everybody's needs are different, and so you want to look at the price of the data plan and how much data you get and how you can share it, and can you use it as a hotspot. You also, I mean, this is just common sense, but I always joke and say, if you're going to switch cell phone services, have a party, invite all your friends, make them put their phones on a table, and pick up their phones one by one and walk around your house and see which, you know, you're going to have people who have all available services walk around your house and see which one does the best. Some may do terrible in your house. Well, it doesn't matter how much you save. If you can't use it in your house, you didn't save anything. You're a dope. You're spending money on something you can't use. And do the same thing at work. If you talk on your phone a lot at work, borrow phones from people on different services and wander around and see which one has the strongest signal.
All right. What do we do to save money? Buying an Apple, you maintain there's a discount available. That sounds like, how do you do that?
Yeah. So there's a couple of things to know. You know, first of all, we live in basically in an Android versus Apple world.
Mm-hmm.
If you want Apple generally does not discount their products. A couple exceptions to that. They often have a student discount around Christmas, and they also have an outlet. So go check out the iPhones on the Apple outlet.
Apple outlet.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Between now and Christmas anyway. All right, some in-app purchase news and the latest in cow technology in the next half hour. Plus, Samsung has made an $8 billion purchase. We'll get into that. Tech Talk time from Good Dad, 28 after the hour.
Spend a little on soil testing and you could save a lot. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Don't put a micronutrient cocktail on your field until you know for sure that it needs it. So says David Franzen, a soil specialist with North Dakota State University Extension.
Soils are very different from place to place. Soil fertility is very region specific. And so talking to somebody that knows the history of deficiencies and then testing for those, if it will give you an idea where you are, that's really important.
Franzen says you might spend $10 an acre on a micronutrient application. He suggests spending just a couple of bucks an acre on soil testing first.
And not only going to determine whether you need the micronutrients or not, but you're going to learn about phosphorus and potash and what your soil pH is, a whole slate of things in addition.
Franzen says knowing all of that helps you decide whether micronutrients are the right move.
Even though plants are going to take up 14 mineral nutrients, it doesn't mean that you need to add 14 mineral nutrients, because the soil is going to supply a large portion of those if the farm has been taken care of.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. And it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
After the hour, 26 for the new hour. Good Days Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. The idea of getting special phones for Christmas and all kinds of other things that are affordable, I guess it depends on how much money you have as to whether this stuff is affordable. Although they now try, for example, you can buy the iPhone I got was $22 a month. And I know that if I'd have signed up for $35 a month, I could get a new iPhone every time one came out.
That's what I did.
Yeah. And so, but I have a 6. I don't know. iOS, do I have, is my 6?
I think yours is a 6, right?
Yeah.
You got an iPhone 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it an iOS?
Well, it's all iOS. That's the that's the operating system that all iPhones and iPads run on.
I'm learning more. I spent some time with the person who's doing a lot of work for us when it comes to social media, Nicole, and she showed me how to do some things that I didn't know how to do, to put pictures in Facebook, for example, and use all of that stuff. I'm coming along, Richie.
Yeah, no, I told
you. Do you like it? Remember. Are you having fun with it?
Well, actually, yeah. I actually like finding new things. I'm fortunate that I'm a quick study, and you tell me once, and I usually can get it.
But here's the quick study part. It's intuitive.
Yeah.
It works. It doesn't
You just have
go.
To remember what you have on the phone, Rich.
You have to remember what you have
know
on
what
the phone.
You
but,
have.
But people who create technology have to figure out how to make it so that when you use it, it seems natural to you.
It boggles my mind how this one little thing has as much power in it as it does, and how they put them together. They use, you know, how they actually put these boards together so that they can think in this. I mean, it's just,
and it's getting smaller. They're coming out with nanotechnology, which means they will have circuit boards smaller than your pinky nail with, I mean, the live nano, what do they call it, bio nanotechnology. And it's where atoms are actually the circuit board.
Isn't that amazing?
It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
There's so many features.
Smaller.
I've had an iPhone since they first came out, and there are so many features that I've never even used.
Yeah.
It's incredible how much.
You can do all kinds of things.
I spent probably, you know, when I got the iPhone 7 Plus, I go to YouTube, and there are all of these tips and tricks videos that you can watch to learn about all of some of the deeper options and abilities of the phone. So because I'm just like, I don't want to have a tool that I don't even know exists. If there's something, you know, I spent 3 or 4 hours this weekend reading articles on how to take better pictures with the iPhone 7 Plus camera. Mm. And I went out and used it, and I was like, wow, that's a cool photo right there.
So you're noticing a big difference between the 6 and the 7 with the camera? Because I remember that was a big selling point for you.
Absolutely. That's the whole reason I bought the 7
is
to get the camera. And with that,
and I think the pictures you take with the 6 are good. The ones I took on my trip to England that I'm posting little by little. Those are very good pictures.
With the 7, you get the dual, on the Plus, you get the dual cameras. So there's a 28-millimeter lens and then a 56-millimeter lens. So you basically get 2x telephoto in real optical zoom. Whereas if you only have the 28-millimeter lens, you have to digitally zoom, which means basically taking every pixel and just stretching it out, instead of doing an optical zoom where it zooms in.
All right, let's talk about this: these app purchases and the federal judge refunding or telling Amazon they had to refund millions, tens of millions of dollars in purchases. Why? How'd this come to be?
So when you buy a game, say your kids have a PlayStation, say they have an iPhone or an Android, and they download a game, and the game is free. It didn't cost you anything to play the game. But if you want to go to the next level, or if you want to buy this optional tool to help you win the game, you have to pay for it. And it might only be 99 cents. Or it could be $11, or it could be $50, depending on what it is. I know my son has bought some options on a couple of his PlayStation games that were $50, $60, $70. And unless you lock those off with passwords, your kids can just say, yes, give it to me, and you don't know it until your credit card bill comes in. Well, such is the case with Amazon and a bunch of games that kids were able to get, and they bought in-app purchases, and the parents don't know about it until they see their Amazon bill on the credit card. And a judge decided with the Federal Trade Commission that they failed to sufficiently warn parents that some free games would have in-app purchases, and they are making Amazon refund the parents all of the in-app purchase money. It is good.
Bad for Amazon, but
it's bad for Amazon. The great thing about this is that the judge denied an Amazon request to be able to pay them back in Amazon gift cards.
Really?
Which I thought was awesome.
First of all, I love the lawyer who even said, hey, let's just float this idea out there. Maybe we just give them gift cards.
That is so great, because if we make a profit on the reimbursement, that way the reimbursement doesn't cost us as much as it really would.
They have to spend more money with us.
Here's the lowdown, okay? Whenever my kids buy an in-app purchase on their iPhones, A, I get a text message that asks me to approve it. And you can do this in your iCloud settings. And B, whenever a purchase is made, I get an email saying this purchase was made for this. Mm-hmm. Same thing with my son's Sony PlayStation and every other digital device he has where he could make in-app purchases. And my son has gotten to the point where he understands what's going on. When he was 7 or 8, it was just like, get it. Now that he's 12, he knows, okay, this is $20. Dad, can I? So I was able
to... Well, he also knows if he does it, he knows Dad is on top of technology, and Dad's going to go, Sean, what did you do?
Go out and mow the lawn 5 more times this week for free. I was able to kind of make that easier for him so that he can say, okay, this is free, so I can go ahead and get this. This one costs $8. Let me go ask Mom and Dad. But when they're younger, they don't get it, and you've got to password protect that.
And so many poor parents don't even know, you know, that this is happening. They're busy, they're at work, they have no idea until they get the bill.
But that's on them. You know what?
I know, but I do feel sorry for some parents who aren't that tech savvy.
Not me. You're right. When you're not tech savvy and you set that PlayStation up and the kid says, can I make an account?
You allow it. You're enabling it.
But you
get in the first place.
Right. And this is why we're here. This is because if you bought that PlayStation or if you're thinking about getting one for Christmas, be aware that there are purchases that can be made on that account,
right,
and set it up properly. And if you don't know how to do it, find somebody that does. And,
or don't do it.
And probably your kid can help you set it up.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. The latest in cow technology, plus Samsung spends some dough. Apparently, they're not going broke, even though their washing machines are exploding and
their phones
are exploding. They apparently have an extra $8 billion to do this deal.
They got plenty of money.
Get to this in just a matter of moments. Here, Tech Talk time, 43 past the hour.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
45 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on Good Days Tech Talk time. An Australian firm developing a device that cows ingest. They eat this device and it allows them to text the farmer with their health problems. Apparently, they're using this technology, getting great reviews. Richie, let's listen to the details of what this device does.
The latest in farming technology, farmers can now get text messages from their cows. Austrian firm SmaxTech made an ingestible monitor that notifies farmers about the health of their herd, including when they're in heat. The device runs on Wi-Fi and has a battery life of around 4 years. Once it's implanted, farmers can get information sent directly to their computer, tablet, or phone. As for how it gets into the cow, the half-pound device is pushed into the first of the animal's four stomachs. It sits there and sends messages over the cloud until the battery dies. Bloomberg reports since the company started inserting the roughly pickle-sized sensors, 15,000 cows have them in their stomachs. And pregnancy isn't the only thing the SmaxTech device is good for. It monitors temperature, pH levels, activity level, and can let farmers know when their animals might be coming down with the disease. But the price of this convenience isn't cheap. Bloomberg reports the setup costs $600 plus $75 to $400 per cow, and then about $10 a month for the service.
Well,
I don't think that's that expensive, is it?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's
you would
very
do this, wouldn't you?
User of a cow's, yeah.
Helpful.
Well, you have this device that you use as a plunger. It's just a long pill pusher, and we put aspirin down the cow's throats this way, magnets down the cow's throats this way that go into their first stomach. So this would be something
magnets?
Else that would go into the... Yeah, you put magnets in their stomachs.
Metal stuff.
Because stuff gets into them, and so if you don't catch it in the first stomach, it'll go into other stomachs and rip them up. We've done a lot of different operations, and we've done postmortems on cows, and it's amazing. The nails, the screws, the pieces of fence that get attached to this magnet. And just stays in the stomach. So it does them more good than harm, obviously.
Right.
I think that's fascinating. But I mean, anything's possible now. You can develop anything to help anybody do anything. And I wonder if that's the spirit in which Samsung buys Harman International Industries, which is a big car electronics firm, $8 billion. I don't know much about them, Richie. I don't know. Harman is a name I recognize, but I don't know.
I only recognize it really with home stereos, Harman Kardon. So.
But they have car systems, audio systems, that apparently are better than what most of the car systems have out.
Harman is high-end stuff, so
yes.
I would imagine anything they do in your car, it's going to be, you're going to see that in your Jaguars, your BMWs, Mercedes kind of thing.
Apparently,
yeah, that's
Samsung,
it. I'm looking at their site now. That's connected cars and lifestyle audio and things like that. It's interesting.
They're a competitor of Bosch, so they sort of it's high-end stuff. They have huge cash reserves. Samsung has so much money that they want to just put it pile. No matter what you hear about the washing machines blowing up, and, listen.
Samsung's been riding high for so long that's just such a blip for them. The Galaxy Note 7s and the washing machines.
Well, and then their cell phone sales in total are only 2% of the whole company. Samsung. They make so many different things: TVs and washing machines and bulldozers. So much stuff that, as huge as Samsung phones are, it's just a tiny little piece of what they do.
Yeah. All right, 20 seconds on the stats, Victoria, on cable viewing.
Oh, Richie actually has those.
Well,
I think that's really interesting. Go ahead.
TiVo did a study, and they found that on broadcast TV, 80% of all broadcast TV still takes place live.
Live.
And on cable, 91% of all TV watch takes place live. So we're not DVRing as much as we thought we were.
No. All right, that's an interesting stat. So Tech Talk time. It's 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Three past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time.
Focus is on Facebook and some new emojis. Facebook and emojis. Can you use emojis on Facebook?
Yeah. Not great. It's a clunky system, but yes, there are emojis that you can use on Facebook.
All right, anyway. Well, that's not what we have.
Was that your question?
That's not what we're talking about. Facebook and the hoax in the Focus in just a moment here.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so.
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, click safety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's get to this Facebook story first, Victoria. What's going on?
Well, on Friday, a lot of people signed on to Facebook and found out that they had passed away. So there was an existential crisis happening on Facebook. A lot of people logged on to their own page and went to visit friends' pages and found that they had now been put into the memorialization side of Facebook, which is when someone passes away, a family member can contact Facebook saying this person passed away, and now when your profile gets changed to in loving memory of Doug Steffen or Victoria Keelan or Kara Schulman.
I'm here.
So a lot of people were very alarmed to see that, and so in some there were even links to Facebook's memorialization request page, which actually has a legacy contact and settings, and basically like setting up your Facebook funeral page. So it turns out it was a huge glitch. Facebook did not really act as quickly as some people would have liked, because this went on for a few hours and it scared a lot of people on a Friday. Facebook finally said over the weekend a message meant for memorialized profiles was mistakenly posted to other accounts. This was a terrible error, and we have now fixed the problem. It was a big glitch.
I'm alive.
A lot of people got freaked out. They were, you know, calling friends and family, and oh my gosh, I can't believe what happened. In other Facebook news, Mark Zuckerberg posted late Saturday night he's planning on dealing with the fake stories that have been appearing on the Facebook news feeds. I don't know if anyone who reads gets their news source from Facebook, it's supposed to be based on the things that you're interested in. Yeah. However, there are so many fake stories, a lot of death hoaxes and about celebrities, things like that. So
and
just
let me
to clean
tell
that
you,
up.
One of the references that I'm making to the news media being creative in the negative Donald Trump stuff is much of it is on social media. Much of it is, and remember, most of your age gets their news from Twitter. They don't get their news from the New York Times or the television networks. They get it off of Twitter. And some of the stuff on Twitter has been unbelievable. God, it's awful. All right, let's talk about these emojis. And what's going on with them?
Did you know that there is an actual secret group in Silicon Valley in charge of approving emoji
designs? You mean like the Bilderbergers
designs.
And the Trilateralists and that stuff?
More like the Emoji Illuminati.
Ah, there we go.
They're called the Unicode Consortium, and they're in charge of approving emoji designs which then get sent to cellular companies, so that's how you have emojis on your keyboards, on your smartphones. They've approved 51 new designs, and apparently the country of Finland is now represented by a naked man in a wooden sauna, a naked woman in a wooden sauna, along with a pair of Scandinavian-looking woolly socks. So there's also there's no guarantee that your smartphone will get these. It depends on your service.
How smart it is. 59 past the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.